Yeah, thanks, Tommy. Welcome back. We're here at the end of Carn Hill, just outside Milford, and the leading cars have completed the 14.9 kilometres of stage number 10 of the Giro Donegal International Rally. We have reached the midway point, and the headlines coming out of Carn Hill once again. Kevin Gallagher in the modified section setting the quickest time in Class 14. The fastest man on that stage and picking up his first fastest time of the weekend was Josh Moffat, while Matt Edwards from Wales has cut the advantage of Callum Devine at the head of the field from 27 seconds to 23. So the quickest man in there in the dry in Carn Hill was Josh Moffat, and Adrian Hayes, they of course are the Tarmac Championship Series leaders. 6 minutes 53.9 was the time in there for Josh Moffat as he now closes the gap on third place Alistair Fisher. Fisher was on course to be quickest. 6:55.8 was the time for Fisher, but his rear left wheel, there was a lot of muck and dirt and grass on the back of the car, particularly on that rear left wheel. Alistair told me he had a huge moment and he was lucky to get away with it. He was on course to be the fastest in there, but just that wee slide off the road just knocked off a couple of seconds, but it was still a good time. 6:55.8 there the time for Alistair Fisher. Matt Edwards was the second quickest in there, 6:55.1. Callum Devine lost a bit of time, round about 4 seconds, 6:59.3. was the time of Callum Devine in Carn Hill. Outside of that, Marian Evans still going, 7:01.3. In the Battle of the WRCs, we're just waiting on some clarification in relation to Declan Boyle. He did come through the end of the stage. There wasn't much talk out of him or his navigator, James O'Reilly. They just wanted to bolt out of here. So obviously there's a problem with the Ford Fiesta. They couldn't stop. They wanted to keep moving. 7:32 was the time that I was given by the co-driver James O'Reilly, but I see in the sheets it's coming up as 7:02.4, but we'll get a clarification on that later. Sam Moffat, 6:57.2, no matter which of them two times are right off Boyle's, Sam Moffat still going quicker in the other WRC Ford Fiesta. As we move on to the modified section, Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore, they've been quickest all day in that Darien, and they continue to pump bang out the fastest time, 7:02.5 it is for the Class 14 leaders. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy, 7:01.4 in the R5 Fiesta. And the second car, the second Darien that is, who lies second in the modified category, James Stafford, 7:04.1 was the time there for James Stafford. So in the overall standings, unofficially, as they head to the shortened Fannett stage, the second time into Fannett today, Callum Devine's advantage in the Bolo has been cut to 23.6 seconds. Matt Edwards continues to hold on to that second position. He's 16.9 ahead of Alistair Fisher in the Bolo. Josh Moffat has closed the gap slightly on Fisher to 3.4. Fannett will be interesting now between those two. Marian Evans continues to hold fifth place, but Sam Moffat is on his tail. Sam, sixth in the WRC Fiesta, sits 7.2 off Marian Evans in a fifth, and Declan Boyle is a further 14 back, but that time may change. We're just waiting on confirmation of Boyle's time, but we're going with what we have. Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore, 8th overall, they lead the modified section. They have an advantage of 11 seconds from Gary Jennings in 9th, and James Stafford a further 15 back, so it's 26.6 seconds now is the advantage of Kevin Gallagher over James Stafford in the modified section. So that's how the top 10 are sitting as they go to the next stage. If you're in service today, by the way, you will see a number of people wearing Donegal Hospice bright t-shirts. They are officially collecting for the nominated charity today in service, which is the Donegal Hospice. And if you can help them out, all donations would be very much appreciated. So what's next? Fannett Head, the shortened Fannett Head, of course. It was due to be a 19-kilometre stage on this event, but it has been cut to 8 kilometres. They'll do it in around 4 minutes or so. The leading cars are now heading to Fannett. It will finish at Port Salon. We're going that direction. Callum Devine continues to lead this event from Matt Edwards. 23.5 seconds is the difference, and Kevin Gallagher continues to be the main man in the modified section. Back to the studio.